Hey everyone, so this is something new for me. I've never thought that I would be someone that makes a podcast, but for my own understanding, my own journey, and just being able to articulate how I feel, I feel like this is going to be something that really aids me. I get that not everyone likes to talk about these things, and that is completely fine, and I think I was that person for such a long time. But for those who don't know me, I'm Rochelle, and this year I was diagnosed with not only borderline personality disorder but also bipolar 2. I had previously only been diagnosed with major depressive disorder and anxiety disorder at a younger age, and it wasn't until this year that I had such an amazing network of people around me that picked up and monitored my habits and my lows, my highs. And as much as I had sought help through them and asked them to be there as in support and spoke to them about what I had thought was depression at the time, they were knowledge enough or cared enough to realize that the signs that I were showing were completely out of order. So this podcast, I think, is happening for a few reasons. First of all, I've been bombarding my friends or my socials with these long rants or talks about how I'm feeling and how I'm adjusting and all sorts. Secondly, and an old friend of mine pointed this out to me, that articulating how I was feeling not only gains awareness, which is something that I would love to do, I'm not saying right now, but when I'm ready and once I've kind of hit those goals in terms of my therapy, would love to be the person that raises awareness and, you know, can just help someone else in the same position. But articulating it and speaking about it also helps me understand it's not simple, and it's something that I'm only learning about. And I think when I first got diagnosed, I started listening to podcasts, especially post an episode or post a low moment. And there are a lot of podcasts out there which really helped me, and watching videos and hearing people speak about it and reading articles, all that kind of material that I could absorb really did help me understand a little bit more. And I'm in no way a professional, but I think the one thing I found was that there was no one that was speaking about it while they were going through it. And that is completely understandable, because honestly, going through these waves, it's hard enough. It is really hard, to socialize or get on with daily life and work and live and exercise without adding the pressure of telling other people how it feels to go through this journey. And I think everyone has a different process in terms of understanding and coping and helping their mental health. And for me, something that I've recognized is that since I've been more open about speaking about it and telling more than just a couple of friends that this is what's going on and this is what's happening and this is why certain moments in my life that they didn't understand kind of happened, it's something that has given me a little bit of confidence back in myself, which is something I have always struggled with. That's a very long introduction to say, hey, welcome to my podcast about borderline personality, predominantly borderline personality, and coping with the symptoms. We're going to be on this journey together. I'm going to try podcast when I feel like podcasting is the main priority, but hopefully enough of the major steps are hit here. I don't intend on having a million viewers here, but I hope that someone can resonate with these feelings and, you know, appreciate the fact that they're not alone. And that's a hard concept for me to grasp myself, that I'm not alone. So, from not only me, but my family and friends who have been my support network, I just want to say that, yes, this has been hard, but we're moving forward. And that's all you can really hope for. So, to get started, episode one is just going to be explaining borderline personality. For those who don't know, borderline personality is a personality disorder in which a person has a hard time with emotion. It is best described as someone who doesn't have an emotional skin. We are hypersensitive and often reactive in ways that people don't understand. Our reaction may not always make sense, but it just generally means we feel things, small, slight, everyday things, which often get brushed off as something that instills fear, a threat, or loss in us. It is difficult, and it does cause a lot of relationship problems with not only potential partners, but with friends and family. And it's something that someone who struggles with this hypersensitivity and loving people to the extent that we do, it's difficult for us to understand that, you know, our reactions that we, one, can't always control, but two, feel like is the proper response, aren't seen that way and often cause people to leave. We focus and fear abandonment and loss. So often if we feel like we are losing someone, we will do one of two things, and that is either try to hold on to them in every extent that they need to take a step back and get space, or we will engage in behavior to push them away before they leave us. I think struggling with borderline, and this is only one aspect of borderline, there are nine, and we will go through all of them, but the fear of abandonment is probably my main symptom. And I scored a good 9 out of 9. So, you know, your girl is a little overachiever, and, you know, if you're going to have something, you might as well be all in. So the fear of abandonment and the loss and the guilt that comes with not understanding how to build these relationships and not understanding how to be stable in this relationship is definitely my biggest struggle. And, you know, I'm 26 now, and I could have got this diagnosis a lot earlier, and I could have gotten a lot later, so I have to appreciate that fact as well. But it just makes so much sense, and it's a hard truth, and it's a hard pill to swallow. But reflecting back on so much of my past, especially romantic relationships, the way I acted and engaged and, boy, like, pushed so hard in either direction of overbearing love and obsessive behavior to tearing down a person completely so they would forcibly leave me, which are very conflicting concepts, but I engaged in both. And often did this most predominantly with romantic relationships, but often with my friends as well. Family stuck with me, but I'm sure I've engaged in this behavior with them as well. It's a terrible feeling. And what you guys need to understand is that someone with BPD, as much as we act out or we have these what you perceive as irrational responses to things that might not necessarily matter or might not necessarily be the end all be all. When we do lose you, or when we do feel like we are losing you, we're filled with nothing but guilt and regret and hate for ourselves. There is so little self-worth and belief in ourselves in those moments where we feel like we've lost another person. And as much as our external reaction is only seen as, you know, obsessive, or geez, what have I been called, the crazy ex-girlfriend multiple times, or you know, just so blown out of proportion, all I can really explain or try make you guys understand is that it's not intentional. I mean, for myself especially, I disassociate often during the episodes, especially to do when it comes to loss or abandonment, because it's something that is so hard for me and is my main symptom. So when I have these feelings of another person leaving me, I completely disassociate in these episodes. But at times when I am able to kind of manage to stay present, I suppose, it doesn't make anything easier. I think I'm just trying to make, you know, the normal, for lack of a better phrase, the normal person out there understand that someone with borderline personality is not acting irrational. They're acting different. They're feeling things that you probably could not understand, to an extent that you cannot understand. And I mean, we're all human and we feel all the highs and lows, and it's a normal human reaction to feel sad when you lose someone. But the hypersensitivity of someone with borderline personality makes us feel like it is the end all be all. And often this does lead to non-suicidal self-harm, suicidal thoughts and behaviors, or suicide. I mean, that's another symptom of BPD that we'll run into down the track. And I think my main goal to come out of this one is the explanation for abandonment and the reaction that you may have observed in maybe a friend, someone you know, a relative, a brother, sister, whatever it may be, these reactions that you just kind of stand back and stare at and say, fuck this, this is too much. They're being a drama queen, they're being a baby, I can't handle this. I think someone should just take a moment to recognize, especially if it's someone you love or like or care about, that there's, I'm not going to say all the time, but most of the time there is often something else going on. So just take a step back, especially if someone has told you that they have borderline personality. Take a step back, and before reacting towards our reaction, recognize how hard of a time we're having, and, you know, interject with logic, which a lot of my support group are really, really good at doing, just making me see the logical, because essentially my logical brain completely switches off when something feels that big, when something feels like they're slipping through my fingers. And to some people, or to, again, sorry for using this word, normal, to emotionally stable people, slight things like not hearing from someone you're seeing for a day or two, absolutely nothing, you know, it's It's an everyday thing. It's quite normal, especially in this generation. But to someone who suffers from borderline, it's just another sign that we, you know, we're worthless and we're never going to be worth it. So we're either going to overcompensate with being obsessed and clingy and, you know, so beyond liking, I suppose is the word for it, and give our hearts wholeheartedly, or we're just going to get mad and angry and want to pick a fight because we feel like we're never going to be worth it, so we might as well push you away before you even get a chance. It's exhausting. It's truly the most complex and exhausting emotion that I've ever experienced. And like I said, this is definitely something that I can reflect back on and recognize, you know, these outbursts didn't just happen in adulthood. There was definitely signs of these things happening when I was younger. And obviously there were certain triggering moments in my life that made this escalate into, you know, what it has now developed to. But there was a lack of understanding and obviously a misdiagnosis. And now that I can kind of take a step back and not all the time, but some of the time, take myself out of that emotional response and recognize that maybe this isn't worthy of that reaction, it only fuels me even more to want to try and make you guys understand. So the underlying thinking process for someone with BPD is called dialectal thinking. And that essentially means that we often have these two ideas in our head, and both seem correct and both seem right, so we're stuck. You know, like a good example that I got told was self-harm. In so many ways, I know that it has serious repercussions, you know, scars and the fact that I'm causing myself pain. But I had this other thought process that allows me to believe, or makes me believe, that self-harm is, you know, a way to defer these feelings or a way to release them, because it just gets so much. And I mean, it's hard to explain, but both of these things feel right to me, and both of these things make sense to me. And I know that's an extreme example, but that is basically what it's like all the time. Something will happen and I'll have two thought processes, and both will feel correct and both will feel right. And I just kind of get stuck. And that's usually when I explode, in one of two ways. And I mean, yeah, I think I'm talking about a lot of negative aspects of borderline. But to go back to, you know, this one symptom that I'm focusing on today, which is the fear of abandonment. There is so much else that comes with it. And it's the fact that for myself, especially, I mean, I can't talk on behalf of everyone, and in no way am I an expert in this, but the fear of abandonment comes with the fact that when I meet someone, whether it be a new friend, a family member that I've never met before because we're scattered all overseas, or a romantic partner, when I meet someone and we click, which for me is a hard thing to feel comfortable with someone straight away, and if I do, it's quite a big feeling for me, because I am quite anxious, and I am quite socially anxious, as much as I try to downplay it to get through normal life. When I really meet someone that makes me feel like it's all going to be okay, or that can have a conversation with me that's more than a surface conversation, and I feel this person might be one of my people for life. It doesn't go through the stages of a normal friendship or relationship where you want to, or at least for myself, again, speaking from my experience, where, you know, you want to take those small steps in getting to know someone or understanding them or learning about them, because it's an immediate feeling of love and empathy and care and going to the end of the world for this person. And I mean, that's why I suppose, reflecting on it, and I mean, this is quite a sad realization to have, but it is the truth of borderline. These are why I would often change friendship groups or be unstable in the type of people I wanted to hang out with. It always changed, and it always has my whole life. I wanted to be the sporty kid. I wanted to be the artsy kid. I wanted to be, you know, part of the nerdy group, or never the cool group, because that's not me as a human, too socially anxious for that. But, you know, my personality constantly was jumping, and my friendship group was constantly jumping. And it wasn't that for me, I was like, oh, I'm over this person, I want to leave. It was often that I needed to leave because they were just going to leave me anyway. And it's not that I loved them any less. I honestly can say for myself, I just jump into the feeling of love so quickly. And not in the sense of, you know, being in love with every guy I meet, but in terms of genuinely giving everything to this human. And I think it's ridiculous to most people I try to explain this to. You know, because you meet people every day and you're like, oh yeah, that's kind of a cool person, I like them. And for me, it's completely black and white. And people with BPD are definitely black and white thinkers. And it's either, you're not my person, I don't care, I'm not going to bother to interact, except for niceties in social situations, you know, where your job requires, or politeness. But for the most part, I'm not going to give them a bar of soap. To the other extreme of, holy shit, this person is the end all be all, and I love them, and I got to do everything for them. I got to be there all the time. And I've got to, you know, I'll remember those small details. Like, oh, you know what? Like 6 years ago, I was in Greece and I found this thing. And, you know, like those small... So most of the time, I'll remember those small details that I think most people forget. And I mean, for the most part, that does work in my favor, but it can just be a very full-on experience, I guess, trying to kind of step out of where my brain goes to where a new friend goes to. And it's just, I remember a story that they've once told me in a casual setting, and I'll remember some detail from it. So I will go out of my way to make sure that, you know, this person has that experience or has that item or whatever it may be again. And for me, it's like I need to make this human happy because they make me really happy and I don't really feel happy all the time. So that's fucking amazing to me. Now, to a new friend, lover, whoever it may be, that's often a very full-on experience. And I'm starting to understand that response mechanism in me, which makes me go to that extent of, you know, wanting to give every person that matters in my life at this stage of my life, everything is not always the correct or the socially accepted response. So I think you just end up in this cycle of, I did something out of love, but they're now turned off by me, so they're going to leave me, and I'm going to be immensely sad and do something silly or go into an episode or be an extremely horrible person because they're going to leave me anyway. I know this episode is long, but this is probably going to be the longest one, and this is because this is the symptom that I struggle with the most, and I'm trying not to get emotional about this. I don't think I will about the others so much so, but this fear of abandonment and loss, and when I do lose people, whether it be physically or emotionally losing them, is definitely something that triggers me and often puts me in a dangerous situation and puts my friends and support group in a dangerous situation. So I guess this is my final point. For someone who feels like they do struggle with this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you have to deal with that fear and that hurt and the capacity that you feel, you know, not only sadness and anger, but the capacity that you feel love and empathy. I'm sorry, because I understand how hard that is. And I'm sorry if you've lost people you love because of it. And to the people that don't really understand but might know someone or are in the support network for someone who does struggle with borderline personality, I hope this kind of helps. And I mean, thank you. I know that it is hard to get that appreciation because we're having such a hard time. And it's often hard for us to express that appreciation, especially because the underlying feeling is that you essentially will leave us. And I know that, you know, I have an amazing support network that are going to be there and have been there, but I can't change the fact that that's the way I feel. But I do want to take a moment to truly say thank you to anyone who is in a support network for someone struggling with any mental illness, not just borderline personality, and has stuck around. Because as big or small as those little, big or small as those moments you take for that person are for you, they are life-changing for us. And to the third, the outsider or the person in the new relationship or the person in a new friendship or just a general human being who's experienced this kind of behavior, this extreme behavior and the severe behavior in someone, just take a moment before you act and think whether or not it is possible that this person struggles with a lot more than you think. Because, hey, I didn't know what borderline personality disorder was before this year. And I'm not expecting anyone else to really know. But if you do feel like there's ever a moment where someone is just acting, I guess this is the term that has been thrown around a lot for me, just acting completely irrational and crazy. Hey, take a moment and think about the fact that there are so many people out there that struggle, you know, not only with borderline personality, but depression and anxiety and panic attacks and bipolar and schizophrenia. And we might just be having a moment and not being a dick of a person can make all the difference. So that's me signing off for today, because this was a very long episode one. We're just going to run through the 9 symptoms of borderline. You need 5 out of 9, by the way, guys, to classify as someone who suffers from borderline. I've got a fun 9 out of 9, so yeah, this is definitely the big one. This is the one that hurts the most and is the hardest, but I hope me ranting on about abandonment and kind of the extremes of feeling that come with that has helped in some way. So thanks for listening, if you made it this far. If not, I completely understand. I talk so much shit. And it's gonna be a crazy year, guys, and I just hope someone out there is fucking listening to this and, oh, sorry, I shouldn't swear on a podcast, hey. I hope that someone out there is listening to this and has kind of got something from this. So rush out, and until next time, guys.